Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We are privileged to speak about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We bring our messages from the Word with a prayer that all who hear will be blessed through the truth found within Scripture. We hope to provide meditation and song also that will inspire each listener. Once again, I'd like to share a word to those who have written us. We have received some kind notes from distant places where our program is aired. It has been difficult to always get our letters back to all those who write, but we want you to know that we greatly appreciate the kind words of encouragement. We are indeed thankful for all our listeners and are grateful for the opportunity the Lord provides for us to continue to produce this weekly program. May the Lord bless you today as we hear the Word of God.
To Him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. To Him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Be blessing and honor and glory and power. Sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To Him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Be blessing.
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
Be blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Be blessing and honor and glory and power forever, forever.
Gabriel had appeared to Zechariah and told him that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a son, and they were to name him John. The angel went on to tell him that John would be the one to announce the coming kingdom and would come before the Lord. The inspired record of Luke's gospel gives all the details that share what the angel had said and how it came true. Elizabeth had her baby boy. They named him John. He announced the Lord's coming. Gabriel had another announcement to make. He was sent 6 months after his visit to Zechariah to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. God had chosen a virgin who lived there to be the mother of His Son. So the angel appeared to Mary, greeting her in this way: "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." At this greeting, Mary was troubled and filled with wonder about such a greeting as this. Then Gabriel explained it to her. He said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. I wonder if all that Gabriel had said about her son really sank in. I think she was probably stuck on the very fact that she was going to have a baby, since she was a virgin. That was her immediate response to the angel, and Gabriel had the answer to her question. He told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God." Gabriel was the messenger, and the message for Mary was that she would bear a child by the Holy Spirit. It does not surprise us how Mary answered. She had been selected by God, for he knew her heart. God knew she would be willing to serve him in such a unique way. Her answer was, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." I must believe that the angel was overjoyed by Mary's words and attitude. Mary had a willing heart. When we visit the record of Christ's birth, we are reminded of Mary's place in God's plan to bring his son into the world through the virgin birth. It had been prophesied, foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, some 700 years before the virgin would be with child. And Isaiah was foretelling about the Messiah who would bring deliverance to God's people. The virgin birth is the miraculous sign from God. We who believe in Jesus and believe that he is the Son of the living God hold to this truth. The words of Gabriel are not a story just to be told, but factual words that came to be. While we are celebrating the coming of Jesus into the world, we might turn our thoughts to the one whom God chose and who willingly gave herself into the service of the Almighty. Mary's willing heart should impress us. First of all, the plans that Mary and Joseph were making and their approaching marriage would be affected by God's purpose for her. When we open up Matthew's gospel account, we find that Joseph reacted to the news that Mary was with child, and he was not going to marry her. She had not been faithful to him. She obviously was no longer a virgin. His plans was to cut off all the plans for the wedding and the marriage. It was over. But then God sent an angel to speak to Joseph. I've often wondered if Gabriel had this assignment as well. Well, the book doesn't tell us. But in the dream, the angel told Joseph, "Son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up from his dream, he obeyed the command of the angel, and instead of rejecting Mary, he took her to be his wife and kept her a virgin until after Jesus was born. Another thought about Mary willingly taking on the role of bearing God's son as the virgin was that her marriage to Joseph would be after the fact that she was with child. How would she be looked upon by others? If Joseph determined to put her away because she was expecting the child, others would know what they believed to be the circumstances as well. But Mary willingly served. And she serves as a great example for all of us who claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and live the life that he's commanded us to live. The unbelieving world will mock our morality. Society will reject the lifestyle that honors the teachings of Jesus Christ. Hardships will come. Just as Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good courage, I've overcome the world." The trials and the troubles that Jesus referred to were those that come from serving God faithfully. In doing so, our lives will be cross-counter to the values and the priorities of those who live just for this world alone. Just as Mary willingly faced the world around her those who would not understand or believe, yet she was willing to do what God called her to do. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul found in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Mary willingly gave her body as a living sacrifice to the Lord, and she brought Jesus into this world by bearing the child from the Holy Spirit. Let us, too, be servants of the Most High God who are willing to give ourselves into His service, and then we will be putting the Word of God and the will of God not only in our lives, but we will approve His good, pleasing, and perfect will through our service to Him.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful. Your face is all I see.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.